The team was made up of 10 medical students and 3 faculty members from Mercer University in Georgia. Their project, called Mercer on Mission, provides medical help to patients at the Church on the Chujosema Clinic in the area of traditional authority of Chikowi. Dr. Zbangan Vokiwa is an associate professor of science at the university and the team leader.
As a service learning project, what it means is that the students who come all the way from America to Malawi provide a service to the community, in this case the clinic, but while they are serving the community or the people of Malawi, they are also learning something from them that will help them to articulate their learning process once they return in America.
The students who are under the supervision of the medical doctors who have come with them examine patients with the different ailments and prescribe medications they have brought from the United States. Among the ailments treated are pneumonia, eye problems, malaria, and high blood pressure. Besides providing medical help, Vokiwa says the students are strengthening their knowledge of international medicine, environmental health, and toxicology. Part of the effort includes modeling the water from streams and boreholes used by the communities in Chujosema, a hilly and bush area with about 2,000 households.
The purpose of that service, to examine the quality of the water of water sources surrounding the Chujosema, the students will also learn that the water is either good or the water is bad. After knowing that, we'll be serving the community to say, hey, the samples of the water that we found out that some of the water is not clean enough, probably let's have it chlorinated, or make sure that you boil it before you drink it.
Deshonda Hillsman is one of the medical students. She says so far she has noticed the community's need for clean water.
I see the women in the water using the same water to wash clothes, to bathe in, to wash dishes. Something needs to be done about the water supply here. I see a circle of global health issues just on the rise.
The very Reverend Dr. Silas Nchozana is a clinic supervisor. He approached the presence of the medics. He says since its inception, the health facility has never had medical doctors or health surveillance assistants trained to treat common illnesses like malaria and diarrhea. The assistants, who usually assist under 5 children, can also refer the patients to hospitals for treatment.
We are highly dependent on our DHO sending us severance health staff. But however, we have built 2 medical staff houses, and we are hoping that our synod is going to send us staff who are going to be permanent here. And then the nearest health facility is almost 14 kilometers from here.
Francis Mpinga is the assistant environmental health officer for the area. He says although the clinic needs a medical doctor, the gap is sometimes filled by visiting healthcare professionals or doctors paid by the Minister of Health in a program conducted by the district health office.
We usually come 2 to 3 times. We do treat for malaria, diarrhea, also other serious diseases. And we also provide services like family planning services and under 5 clinic.
This is the second time Mercer students have come to Malawi. 2 years ago, they helped install a solar water pump at the clinic. Similar programs for the Mercer University have improved lives of rural communities in African countries, including Tanzania, Mozambique, Liberia, Zimbabwe, South Africa, and Ethiopia, and also in Cambodia and Vietnam in Asia. Lamek Masina for VOA News, Blantyre.